Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 20th of August. Hope you're all well. Second week of the Premier League season and Serie A starts, so we have all the leagues in play. Then we've got an international break. We've got a game next week, international break, and then we'll start to be into the full nuts and bolts of it. Had a busy week, busy week, just everything, the dogs, but it is settling down about now. One thing we have seemed to have solved is the file uploads on FTS. So if you do have an issue, do email Dave, but I've done everything as normal today and I think it's all working, which is nice. A couple stressful last Friday and Tuesday, and today it seems plain sailing. I've had a lot of Zooms this week with people, got a few more lined up. That's been quite interesting in parts. And of course, yes, the dog isn't great, but we think we're getting there. And the car, I went and had a sit-in. I went and had a sit-in in Mercedes on Wednesday. I set my laptop up in their showroom, refused to leave, connected to the Wi-Fi, got myself a coffee, got on Zoom, didn't put any headphones in, just started. I just used it as my office. Got my car fixed. See, that's how you do it. We have definitely invented, since I was a kid, certain jobs just seem to get invented, industries, and human resources and customer service seems to be one that I'm not sure we need, certainly to the extent that we have it. And we seem to just have invented this thing. You used to go and buy something, shop, garage, whatever it would be. If it didn't work, you would either go back to the shop and take it back and speak to somebody. If it was a big item, you'd ring the shop and speak to somebody who actually knew what they were talking about. But I think what happened, I do generally think what happened, I think that when through the 70s, 80s and that, when I went to school, they struggled to know what to do with the thick people. You know, you used to go for, I don't know where they still have it, because obviously it's a long time since I've had anything to do with schools, but whether you used to go for your careers advice and somebody who was fucking clueless used to tell you what job you might be good for. I think what they did with the, I think they have ended up, these people, inventing an industry for all the thick people. So they basically, they go to the, I'm gonna upset a few people here. I'm going to offend a few people, I don't care. you'd go, laughing at myself, that's not good. You'd go for your career advice, wouldn't you? You'd go in and it would be, hello, Sharon. You're a bit thick, aren't you? But don't worry, Sharon. We've got the perfect career for you now. There's a new career. It's called Customer Service and Human Resources. And I think, basically, Sharon, you're so thick, it's the only job for you. It's a really easy job. What are you going to do? You're going to go to work, Sharon, and they're going to give you a card. And you just read the card, and no matter what the customer says to you, you just read off the card. Do not veer from the card, Sharon. A monkey could do it. Just read the card. If the customer on the other end gets arsey, Sharon, just play dumb. Just play dumb. You should be quite good at that, because you seem to do a lot of it. So just play dumb. And that's how the, I don't know why it was Sharon, by the way, but there you go. Well, that's how the customer service industry came, because they are basically thick as mints. It is an absolute non-industry of just passing and shoveling you around from one person to another and actually achieving nothing. All of them, every single, it doesn't matter who, what firm you deal with, they're all the same. So basically they've rounded up all the thick people and said, here you go, we got the job for you. I'm guaranteeing now somebody's listening to this going, I work in customer service, how fucking dairy. There you go. Hello, Sharon, bit thick, aren't you? Bad, isn't it? Right, where are we at? Right, football. I like over 1.5 goals at Betis tonight. 20 minutes, 27:35. If you're playing, I like that. And let's have a quick, whilst we've still only got the second game of the Premier League, but let's just have a quick run through the games in the Premier League for this weekend. We start off with, hold on a second, he says. Just had a couple of filters on because I was looking at a couple of the games myself. We start off with, I believe it is Liverpool. Liverpool at Burnley, the last game, Tottenham, Man City. No draws last week. That's now 38 games on the spin in the Premier League without a draw. The last draw was Man United Fulham back on the 18th of May. But yeah, you either won or lost last weekend. That was it. So we start off with Liverpool versus Burnley. Liverpool sworn in 1.22. Burnley obviously getting turned over late by Brighton last week. Can't see anything than a Liverpool win. In all the talk of everything else, I think Liverpool will be right there this season. I don't think there'll be a massive amount between Liverpool, Chelsea and City come the end. I do think United will be fourth in all this, despite them winning the league against Leeds last week. But yeah, I think Liverpool absolute nailed on. This is probably where if we had Kevin Kelly on the pod, he'd fancy Burnley. But Liverpool 1.22, not for me at the price, but I do expect Liverpool to win that game fairly comfortably, particularly with fans back at Anfield. Villa Newcastle. Villa got beat last week, 3-0 down early to newly promoted Watford, which I think surprised a few. Newcastle, the game was on when we got to the Spurs Stadium. I think they took the lead and then they went 2-1 up. And whilst I wasn't really paying massive attention, but you couldn't see, I didn't see from when I was glimpsing at the TV, Newcastle getting the West Ham half in the bits we saw. So I thought Newcastle might be a little bit better this season, but that was seemed a pretty piss poor start, conceding 4 to that lot. Villa 1.89, again, I think Villa may win this, but I wouldn't want to back them, and yet to see. Obviously, they've got new signings to bed in and no Grealish. So that would be a no-bet game just to watch in brief, but gun to me head, I'd probably say Newcastle won't win. Which probably isn't the biggest shout in the world, is it? Palace-Brentford. I've told you Palace are going down. Brentford at 3. Brentford are going to follow up their win against Arsenal by beating Palace. Leeds-Everton. Leeds, terrible last week. I know they didn't play the guy who played for England, Phillips, is it? For whatever reason. Found that quite a strange team choice, to be fair. Everton will be better under Benitez. I know whether the fans like it or don't like it, they will be better under Benitez. Went one down last week, come back and beat Southampton. Leeds last season had four games in this bracket, I think, and the only team they beat was Southampton, who, as I've said, I think a Lingfield 11 could beat. So Leeds, I couldn't back them. Leeds, I'd want to lay. If I was playing this game, I'd want to lay Leeds. I think Everton are going to be, it'll make them tough to beat. You know, he's done well wherever he goes. I'm not saying Everton are going to be pulling trees up, but I think they'll be better than they have been the last few years. I couldn't be on Leeds, so I would be laying Leeds in this game. City, Norwich, obviously City got a right old pasting last week, got put firmly in their place. The monumental price of 1.13 to beat Norwich. Norwich pasted by Liverpool. Norwich are going to go down. City win that comfortably. Brighton-Watford. No bet game for me. I still think Brighton are short, 1.78. Watford, obviously, a great win last week, but did start to look a bit wobbly come the end. You know, two late goals, they nearly got back into it, Villa. So that would be a watching brief for me, or a small lay of Brighton at odds on and trade out of that. We'll see how this form settles down as it gets going and the transfer window shuts. So we'll see how these things pan out. Wolves versus Tottenham. Tottenham win, don't need to say any more. Job done. Nuno's going to go back, give him a lesson. Southampton, Man United. United should win that, I would think. Would I want to back him at 1.66? Probably not. Southampton. Southampton, I just cannot work that club out. How easily, like, they let go of players. There didn't seem to be any fight to keep Ings. It was just, he's gone to Villa. They just seem to be a farm for half decent players that go elsewhere, and then they end up scrapping around. And they were, you know, they had a great start last season, got themselves up near the top of the table, and then it was an absolute collapse. Well beat last week. Could be a long old season for Southampton fans this year. Probably the match of the weekend, although they're a bit of a small club now, but Arsenal-Chelsea, I mean, you used to say it's a big six match, but now, I mean, what are they, Arsenal? They're garbage, aren't they? Absolute flipping garbage. Chelsea, as I say, are going to be right in there. Arsenal lost to Brentford. Should be better at home, but I would have to be on Chelsea here. I think, particularly if Lukaku, I can't see how that back four of Arsenal get anywhere near him. And they will create chances. So I think, I said Arsenal were going to come fifth, and straight away, I think they will get better, but they've got to shape it up. I know they've just signed Odegaard, but I think it could come down to the fact the manager ain't very good. I found him a strange appointment at the time, and it could be another one that, you know, I know you've got to give him time, but I'm not so sure he is the boy for it. So I do think Chelsea will beat them. And West Ham, Leicester. West Ham slight favourites. Leicester sort of 1-0, hard 1-0 win last week. West Ham, you know, from what I say, as I saw, they blew Newcastle away in the second half. At home, that may be the draw. I think if I was playing in that, I'm not playing any of these, but if I was playing in that, the one I fancy is laying Leeds against Everton of all these. You know, obviously Liverpool, City short prices, Tottenham nailed on. But I do think if I was having a bet, West Ham, Leicester, it would be a draw. So my sorry, the two short and Liverpool City will win. Chelsea, I think, a reasonable price to beat Arsenal, and I think they will beat Arsenal. Tottenham will stuff Wolves, and laying Leeds, that would be my thing. But yeah, that West Ham, Leicester game, that'd be a good game, I think. That'd be quite an interesting game to watch. See how these two teams fare up. Really interested to see how West Ham fare this season after last year under Moyes. Their fans getting a little bit chirpy. Interesting to see if they keep it up. And of course, Leicester, a decent side. You know, sort of been the team, I guess, for the last 4 or 5 years, really, in their improvement and how they've gone on since winning the league and winning the FA Cup. Looking like the model football club, to be fair. And yes, and Betis over 1.5 tonight. Then I'll have a look tomorrow for some weekend trades for you. Training that I mentioned the other day, I think Dave's had a few inquiries, so we're looking to do some training around modelling, giving you the sheets I actually use myself. So if anybody's interested in that, email Dave, because he will be contacting people over the next week or so. That's Dave at ftsincome.co.uk. And Lingers, Lingfield, we had full confirmation, I didn't get it till about 8 o'clock last night, that the 13th of November at Lingfield can go ahead. So it is the Churchill Stakes Day. We've done it for a few years now. It is cracking fun. We have a private box over the finish line. Sit down 3-course meal. I provide drinks through the racing and the meal, so as part of the hospitality. So the hospitality with your race entry at the box, the 3-course meal, is about 120 quid. I'm just waiting for them to finalise that, but it's about 120 quid per person. As I say, then I'll get wine and drinks for everybody for that period. We normally meet about 10:30 in the bar at the hotel there, have a couple of drinks, go up to the racing, watch the racing, have a 3-course meal. I'll run through the race card. Sometimes they send one of their guys in, but they're crap anyway. And then when the racing's finished, we retire back to the hotel. Most people stay the night. You don't have to, but if you do want to, then book yourself a hotel room for the 13th. It's cheaper than what they quote me through the package. Always is. I don't know why. We normally grab a bite to eat in the evening then in the hotel and sit and have a few more beers until it becomes an absolute raucous mess. But it is great, great fun. We have a great crowd going. If you're interested in going, then please email me. Please can you put Lingfield really clearly in the title? So that I know, because I've got to confirm some numbers with them fairly quick. Normally we'd have this tied up in sort of May, June, but because of COVID, they weren't exactly sure how they were going to operate this year. So if you do want to come, I will tell you now, obviously it is limited because it's a box on the line and we can only get X amount of people in. And I will always give preference to people who've been before. So apologies if you don't get in, but if you are interested, it is a great day. It's really good fun. We have a good, real good crowd of people usually, and there's always space for some newcomers. You know, people can't always make everything. So if you are interested, email me ASAP and put Lingfield in the title of your email so I can get you on the list and let you know. Just would need to pay a small deposit now and then we'll sort it all out nearer the time. But if you are going to stay the night, I suggest booking your hotel room because it's the Marriott Lingfield. It's literally right next to the race course, so you can actually have a room that looks out on the racetrack. But it is cracking fun, cracking entertainment from the guys who've been. We've had a lot of laughs over the years. So if you want to come along, then you're more than welcome. Just drop me a line. As I say, I will initially give preference to people who've been before, just because obviously they've supported it and I think that's the fair thing to do. But we will have room for some newbies to come and see what it's all about. Right, that is it. That is me done. And just to say that, the other two things, London drinks, I'm going to email people next week. And the one I talked about in Manchester, March the 26th, I haven't spoke to Jeff. I'll speak to him next week, but looks like we've got a fair bit of interest in doing that. That will just literally be a networking sort of do, and we'll put some meat on those bones over the next few weeks and let people know about that. But if you are interested, keep March the 26th 2022 free, because I'm pretty certain we'll be going ahead from the people who've emailed me and the interest so far. Right, have a lovely weekend. Good luck with your football betting. Remember, it is still early season. This is only the second game in the Premier League, first game in Serie A. See, Poch isn't starting Messi. He does this. He does buy players and then not play them. Did it at Spurs, used to frustrate the hell out of me. He seems to think that everybody needs 4 months training under his regime before they can play. But to be fair, they're going to walk that league anyway. Yes, I will speak to you all. I'll be back tomorrow morning with some trades for the weekend.